808, Jacksonville's only all-news morning show continues on this 7th of October. 5 years ago today, by the way, we were in the midst of feeling the closest impacts from Hurricane Matthew, remember? That was about 45 miles offshore, and boy, the preparations that went into it, and then that weekend, certainly with the cleanup that needed to be done. Far different story. Tropics are quiet. Sunny start to the day. We're into the early part of October, one of the most signature months of the year, from concerts to corn mazes to conservative speeches and more. So the gang's all back. We got the Jacksonville's morning news team all together, and I wanted to kind of run down as we spotlight some of the biggest events happening throughout Northeast Florida. I mentioned corn mazes. I have been talking up some of the awesome farms around the Northeast Florida area to Gina Gondek. This is your first true taste of fall 2021 in Northeast Florida. You arrived last November, so we were already past it. So you're going to try something, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, I think hopefully if weather prevails, I'll be going tomorrow. I heard you talking about Amazing Grace Farms in Green Coast Springs, so I'm going to check that one out. They're only open Fridays and Saturdays. Admission is about $14. They have pumpkin patches, corn mazes, playground, farm animals. I was looking at their website, and they also have something that just says hula hoop cows?
Yes, I did the hula hoop cow.
Did you hula hoop a cow?
Yeah.
Or are they cows hula hooping?
Both. No, I was able to get the hula hoop around
nice.
The cow. No, but no cows, no live cows. But live chickens, live goats, and a big old pig that my son loved, and kettle corn.
And so kettle corn.
Please bring me back some.
The money to, yep, bringing back some kettle corn. And also Sykes Family Farms in St. John's County, kind of similar vibe, general admission around $15. Now, they're open Friday through Sunday, so you have a couple more chances throughout the weekend. Animals, 9-acre maze, play area, hay rides, other fun fall things that you can do throughout the month of October.
Look forward to it. It's so much fun every year when you get the families out there. Hamilton continues the run at the Times Union Center through October 17th. Friday is going to feature multiple concerts. Zac Brown Band performs at Daly's Place. Madison, your folks are going to that show, right?
Yeah, they're prepared. They have their cowboy boots ready to go.
Do they?
Yeah.
I stumbled into a Zac Brown Band concert once before because we had a conference with our company, Cox Media Group, and they had a surprise performer for all of the managers who were gathered together, and all of a sudden, like, Zac Brown Band comes out. Like, it's one of those events where, like, you didn't know you're going to see a musical act, and it was really cool. He's a great performer, and I think tickets are still available, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they should be. Yeah.
Now, you're going to do some live music this week. I've never heard of this one before.
Yeah, so I'm keeping it a little more local. So I'm going to the Blue Jay Listening Lounge on Saturday. They do a bunch of events, typically surrounded by local music. Matthew Fowler is on Saturday. There's still tickets available. And it's a small little room that everyone gets together at. There's a little bar there, but, all the music is always good. They do events there too, but it's always local, and that's what I like about it. He's from Orlando, but all of his music was written when he was a teenager. So it's really interesting. He's like a Ben Howard, if that means anything. It's a little slower, more guitar heavy, instrumental, but he sings, and it's I've heard him once before, and it was great.
Sounds like a fun, chill sort of Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
Okay. Also Saturday, getting away from music for a minute. And I don't know if Lucia Vitti can top last weekend's event where you have surfing dogs. By the way, great photos at WOKV.com. Thanks for those. But a really important event, a health fair and vaccination event. Tell us more about this one.
Yes, this is presented by Creative Marketing Resources, and it's a health fair / free vaccination event that will take place at the Clansell Brown Community Center on Moncrief Road. And really, it is to encourage the Black community in the area to get vaccinated. It's geared to mitigate the effect and the toll of COVID-19, and local businesses, churches, and families in Jacksonville has surely had its share of sad cases as a result of COVID-19.
And so that'll be at Clansell Brown Community Center, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m.
Yes.
on Saturday.
Yes,
so,
on Saturday.
And good weather, actually, for any community-type events, walks, runs over the weekend. It looks like multiple dry hours into the weekend. So as we point back to music, Friday I mentioned Zac Brown Band at Daly's Place. Shinedown is at St. Augustine Amphitheater. Master P performing Friday night at Vistar Veterans Memorial Arena. And the signature performance. And I hear that there's a story, someone went and saw Alice Cooper once before.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, you saw Alice Cooper once before?
Yeah, a fight broke out in front of me, but I think that's exactly how the concert needs to go.
Right.
Scotty, you're going.
Alice Cooper is for the kids. He's for the children.
And those who love snakes.
Teach them young.
And actually, the opening act at Daly's Place will be fun as well because it's a former KISS guitarist, right?
Ace Frehley opens up the show. 70 years old, debuted as a rocker back in 1973 with KISS. Part of that whole shock era or glam era with the face paint and the weird backstories and mystique and so forth. The guy's accomplished more with a five-note scale than anybody else in rock and roll history. Fronted his own band, Frehley's Comet. All by himself, that would be a fun show. But wait, there's more. Because nothing says seasonal music. I don't care about your Mannheim Steamrollers. I don't care about your Trans-Siberian Orchestras. Nothing says holiday music like Alice Cooper at Halloween.
Is that not the best?
It is fantastic.
And the does he still perform with snakes?
He does. He does. The last time he was here was back in March of 2018 at the Florida Theater. So it's been 3 years and change since we've seen Uncle Alice take to the stage and do his thing. I'm really looking forward to it. His newest album, Detroit Stories, came out earlier this year. He's 73 years old. He's been at it for 52 years now. First album came out in 1969. And the Alice Cooper Welcome to My Nightmare coloring book is available from Eyesore Merch. It's a lovely Christmas holiday gift, fun for the family, suitable for the children.
One of us is going to buy it for you, Scotty.
If they've got it at the merchandise table, I'm picking one up for everybody.
Well, we may actually see, you call him Uncle Alice, is that what we call him there?
I call him Uncle Alice.
Okay, we may see him at Repticon as well. That event is happening at the Prime Osborne Convention Center Saturday and Sunday. At the same time, the American Freedom Tour.
You joke, but he might be there.
Yeah, he might be there without makeup, so look for it. The American Freedom Tour also is happening Saturday and Sunday at the Prime Osborne Convention Center. Ralph, you're going to be watching at 1 o'clock as the Jags face the dreaded Titans at home at the bank.
So, more curiosity than excitement for me in regards to this game. For folks, you know, that will be at the game, Mike Burris telling us minutes ago, it's going to be warm there, so just kind of keep that in mind. The team taking on their 2-2 division rival, Tennessee, hoping this does not become number 20 in regards to consecutive losses for the team. Really hoping that doesn't happen. Meanwhile, yeah. Jags coach Urban Meyer publicly apologizing for the third consecutive day yesterday. Says several members of the team's leadership council have expressed their support. Now, I'm sure we're all interested to see how this team plays after all of this come Sunday with a week full of national news coverage of their head coach's actions. One thing's for sure, there's going to be no lack of interest in this game. So very interested to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, and the weather holds up pretty nicely, it would appear, for the weekend, guys. It's going to be nice overall. We'll see maybe periodic showers, but kind of like last weekend, it would be a total hit or miss sort of thing. Today and tomorrow look to be the wettest of the 2 days as we wind down the week. The game is at 1 o'clock on CBS 47 Action News. Jax, we'll run down the entire list of these events at WOKV.com. Always good to have the whole team back together. It's 8:15 on Jacksonville's Morning News.